I'm going to ask you to turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 1, Mark chapter 1, and look at verse number 40, Mark chapter 1, verse number 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. I'm going to read in another portion in just a moment, but I'd like to address somebody particular in our audience tonight. I wish that I had the ability to tell you who that is, but I don't know. But I do believe that the Lord, because I remember, just as Paul, I remember a time when I sat in a gospel meeting, and there was no doubt that even though there was an audience, something like this, and the preacher was preaching and looking, as a public speaker is supposed to, across the room at different faces and in different eyes, I knew that it was the man who was speaking to the audience, but I knew that God was speaking to me. And I believe tonight that God is speaking to someone here. Well, he's addressing the audience and everybody can hear my voice. That's wonderful. But God is speaking to somebody. There's somebody that I want to get your attention. I want you to take your place alongside of this leper, not because you've got some kind of physical deformity, not that you've got something that sets you out apart from other people. You see, this man who was a leper, in society he would have been set apart different from most of the people who lived in the community where he was from. Most of the people in his family would not live with him. Most of the people who were in his neighborhood would not live with him. He would have been put out of the society, would have been put out of the village, and he would have lived in a colony with other people who were just like him. In that way, you're just like this leper. You're living among people who are just like you. Because the Bible clearly says that all have sinned. There's nobody here who has a heart that's any different. There's nobody here who has a heart that's any better. There's nobody here who has a heart that's any worse. The wickedness of our heart, God only knows how deep it is and how dark it is. And sometimes it's the circumstances of life that help to reveal a little bit of the darkness that's in our heart. But every single human being has a heart with the same potential and propensity for sin. We love our sin. In that same chapter that we read from in John chapter 3, men love darkness rather than light. We love our sin. It's our comfort zone. It's where we are used to operating. It's where we're comfortable operating. You see, when a person who is a criminal comes out into the light, that's where they're exposed. That's where others can start to see. And our heart likes to operate in the dark. It likes to stay in the sinfulness. It doesn't like the word of God shining into it. It doesn't like to know that this is being exposed and God is aware of what my heart is like. But it's God who's told us what our heart is like. It's God that's told us it's desperately wicked. And so you can take, if you want to, sort of a solace in this. You can take comfort in this, that just like this leper, you're living in a place where everybody who you're living with is just like you. And I only say that so that you don't think that the man who was up here before me, you don't think that I myself am going to say this, you don't think of any of the Christians in this building are saying, we think that we're better than you. I think I could honestly speak for every Christian that's in here tonight, that since the moment that I've been saved, I've actually come to understand a little bit of maybe how much of a person I am worse than you. And the darkness of my heart has been exposed a little bit more. The sickness in my heart has been exposed a little bit more. So don't think that we're looking down our nose and we're saying, oh, we're so good and we're up here and we want you to come join us. Something wonderful has been done to us and for us, but it has absolutely nothing to do with what's in my heart. And so you are, like this leper, surrounded by people who are just like you. And there's a place that you want to be. And there's a place of comfort, the family home, a place of comfort. In the neighborhood, a place of comfort. Going in through the market, a place of ease and comfort. And there's a place that you want to go. We are going to refer to that as heaven because that's what the Bible calls it. It's a place where God dwells. And you're going to look at a place of comfort being accepted by God. And it's a place where you're not able to go. It's a place where you're an outcast. It's a place because of the disease that's in your heart that you're not able to be accepted. And it is that way for every single sinner. And this leper heard about a man by the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Everybody here who is a believer, everybody here who is going to tell you that they are accepted by God, will tell you this. They met a man named Jesus. Well, there are several people who met this man, Jesus of Nazareth. Not everybody who met this man walked away with their sins cleansed, walked away with their heart made right, walked away with the promise of eternal life. But everybody who is here, who's a believer, who is saved, who can say that heaven is their home, to say that we have presently possess eternal life, every one of us has met the Lord Jesus. Where did we meet him, you would ask? Because you see, this man met him face to face. We have met the Lord Jesus. I'll tell you one place that we've seen him. You look around this room and there are a number of believers here, and I see in the believers that are in this place a heart like the Lord Jesus. Kindness like the Lord Jesus. A care for your soul like the Lord Jesus. And you have seen people in this world, in this room. And in them you have met the Lord Jesus. You've seen him. You've seen what it looks like to live like Christ. You've seen that lived out in front of you. This man met the Lord Jesus face to face, and you can see him in the way that other people who are believers in the Lord Jesus and followers in him, they will say words like him. They will do works like him. But we met him in the scriptures. That's where we meet him tonight. You see, he himself, he's died on the cross. You know that. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and he is in heaven. We're not going to see him today face to face, but we can see him in the scriptures. But you can, just like this leper, being in the outside place, not accepted, living among people who you're just like, you can meet the Lord Jesus, and you can meet him here in the scriptures. You can meet him just like this leper. I want you to look back at this story, and I want you to pay particular attention to the end of verse number 40. Look with me, please. The words of the Lord Jesus. It says this, the leper came to him, the Lord Jesus, beseeching him, the Lord Jesus, and kneeling down to him, the Lord Jesus, and saying unto him, the Lord Jesus. Do you see who he's occupied with? As terrible as his condition is, as terrible as he knows his future is going to be without treatment, without any kind of healing, this man's, his future and his fate is sealed. He's going to begin to rot. A terrible thing, and pieces of his body are going to start to fall off. And he's eventually going to die as a result of complications from this disease. And the wages of sin, the Bible tells us, the wages of sin is death. And so just like the leper, because of our sin, our fate, our future is sealed. Death. The death in the Bible is a little bit different than this man thinks of death, just dying and being put into the ground. Death in the scriptures is a separation from God. It's not just the physical death of the body, but it's the everlasting death of the soul being put away into a place of darkness and torment, away from God, away from hope, away from peace, away from joy, away from care and concern, and only torment forever. That's what death is in the scripture. And so you share a number of things already, don't you see, as this leper does. But this leper, he's not taken up with as much as he's aware of his sickness. He's taken up, look how many times we read of, he came to him, he's beseeching him, he's kneeling down to him and saying unto him, he has something in his mind that you need to know. If you can know like this leper, I have to get to him. I have to meet the Lord Jesus. This is the man that I have to meet. And he comes face to face with the Lord Jesus, as you have through the scriptures tonight. And this is what he says. You're going to allow me to change these words. It says, if thou wilt, he said this. Jesus, Son of God, Jesus, if you want to, I know this about you, Jesus. If you want to, as terrible as this condition is, as rough a shape as my body is already, if you want to, I know because I've seen it in the face of others, you've seen it in the faces of people here already tonight. People who have been touched by the Lord Jesus, who've been saved by the Lord Jesus. And this man meeting the Lord Jesus says, if you want to, I know you can make me clean. I'm going to stop just for a moment. Is there someone here tonight? You want to be saved. This man wanted to be cleansed. He didn't want to live this life as a leper. He didn't want to live in this outside place. He wanted to be accepted. He wanted to live life the way he was supposed to. The Lord Jesus promises to those who come to him, who believe in him, who accept the salvation. He says, I didn't just come to give them life here. He said, I came to give them life more abundantly, a more abundant life. Is there someone here and you want to be saved and you're stuck on this? I wonder. There's a God in heaven who is powerful. There's a God in heaven who has saved others. I've seen the life in the faces of these Christians that I've met. I've seen him here in the Lord, in the scriptures. I've met them and I know of his power. I know of his care and concern. I know that he came to save sinners. I know that he has the ability to do it. I know there are people who are forgiven. I know there are people who are going to be in heaven. I know when the Lord comes, there are people and they are going to be taken to be home with him. I know there are people here and they love him. And I know there are people here, and they know that God loves them. But in your mind, you're wondering this. Does he really want to save me? Jesus, I know if you want to, you can make me clean. Is there someone here, and you're stuck on that? That you think that he doesn't want to? He doesn't know what your heart is like. He doesn't know what your past is like. He doesn't know what the road behind you looks like. He doesn't know how many things that you've said that you shouldn't have said, and things that you've thought that you shouldn't have thought, and things that you've done that you shouldn't have done. He doesn't really know me like I know myself. I'm going to tell you tonight. This Bible can tell you, read in the book of Jeremiah. I can take you to it later if you wish. Come and see me. And this Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. No man can know it. But the Lord knows the heart. And as awful, I'm gonna put some black cover on this for a moment. As dark as you think that you may be, as terrible as your sins are, and as much as that is holding you back from coming in and saying, I'm going to come to the Lord Jesus. He's told me to come. I'm going to come to him. I'm going to meet him. Your sins are worse than you think they are. But as terrible as the condition of this man was, he knew he had to come to the Lord Jesus. He knew the Lord Jesus had the power, had the ability to save him. I don't know how sincere he was in this concern. If you want to, you can cleanse me. If you want to, you can heal me. If you want to, you can save me. You know the verse, don't you? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can I ask you a question? If you think that there's maybe a chance, because of who you are, because of what you've done, there's maybe a chance that he just doesn't want to save you. Can I ask you this question? Why would he send his Son? We can read in the scriptures, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And if he didn't want you to be saved, if he didn't want to save you from your sin, why did he send his Son? That's a pretty high cost. In fact, there's no cost that could be greater. And God was willing to take the full cost of what it means to offer you salvation. It means that his Son had to come into this world. It means that his Son had to be rejected. It means that his Son had to go to a cross. It means that on that cross, not only did he die, not only did he bow his head in death, but on that cross, God had to take all of your sins, all of my sins, all the sins of this entire world, a load that nobody can really comprehend. Sins that you've forgotten, sins that you aren't even aware of, sins that are still in the future. And he has taken that incredible load of sins and the iniquity of us all, God has taken and he's put on his Son. And his Son bore them all. Do you think that God wants to save you? Do you think that maybe there's a chance that he went through with that great cost and he thought, I'm going to pay this tremendous price. I'm going to give my Son to the sacrifice of the cross. I'm going to have him bow his head in death after he suffers for their sins. But I'm not really interested in saving them. I hope there's nobody here tonight that has a question in their mind. If you want to, because we can tell you assuredly from the scriptures, he loves you. And the Father sent him for that very purpose. You are here tonight to hear this message for this very reason, that he wants to save you from your sins. That's what he wants. Look at this leper. In verse 41, Jesus was moved with compassion. He wasn't moved with hatred. He wasn't moved with disgust. He wasn't moved with revolt of the awfulness of this sin, of this disease. He's not turned away because of how awful and dark our hearts are. We don't come to God and God suddenly gets a picture of who we are and says, I didn't realize things were so terrible. I can't take that. Jesus wasn't moved with any kind of negative emotion. The thing that moved him actually where this sinner, maybe this leper had some hesitation. Maybe this sinner had stayed back a little bit. Maybe he stood at a distance. He would have been used to people keeping him at a distance. Sin keeps us at a distance. But Jesus, moved with compassion, actually draws in closer to the leper. And he reaches out for him. I wonder, did he expect that embrace? You're keeping yourself at a distance. I have to keep myself at a distance, not understanding the heart of God, that God loves you so much. He wants to save you. And he understands the fullness of your sin. And despite how dark it is, he draws even closer. And tonight, again, I tell you, he comes to you tonight, and the word is nigh. It's right in your mouth. The scriptures are right in front of you. You've looked at them with your eyes. And the message is always this: God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and he wants to save you tonight. And as much as your sin has kept you at a distance from him, his love and compassion for you has brought him from heaven down to this world to be crucified, rejected by the world. He went back to heaven, but that didn't keep him away. He didn't say, I'm done with that world. I'm done with those sinners. Look at what they've done to me. Look at what they've treated me as. Look at what the sin of the human heart has caused me and the pain that it's brought. Instead, he's looked back at humans on this earth with hearts just like yours. He says, I love them. And tonight again, he's reaching out. Thousands, hundreds of years, 2,000 years have gone by almost now since the Lord Jesus has ascended back to heaven. And still, he's reaching out. For your life, he's been reaching out. Again tonight, he's reaching out. He's coming in. He's moving with compassion. He's drawing close again to you because he wants to save you. At the start, when we think about the horror of this disease of leprosy, maybe you don't want to associate with the leper. I hope that now you're starting to see, I would love to be this leper. Because this leper came to understand something. This leper, if he wasn't the leper, he would have never come to understand the healing power and the compassionate love of the Lord Jesus. Do you know who it was that Jesus came to save? Christ Jesus came into the world. For who? Sinners. That's who he came for. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is the type of a person, this exact kind of a person, this is exactly who Jesus came in to save. Someone with no other hope. Jesus has come again, he's drawing near, he wants to save you, and he's coming because he wants to save. Even though you're a sinner, he wants to save you, and a sinner is the only type of person that can ever come to understand the love of God. To know what it is, the healing touch of God to cleanse here from leprosy. He can cleanse you from your sin. Verse number 41, Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. The will of God, of course, he says, my will is, I want to do that. I want to clean you. I want to cleanse you. The blood of Jesus Christ has the power and the ability to cleanse from all sins. He says, I want to clean you. But look at what it says. And as soon as he had spoken, as soon as he had spoken, I don't know where you're looking for salvation. Maybe you understand it's in Jesus. He's a Savior. I have to get to him. Maybe you're like me before I was saved. I was looking for something. I was looking for something different. I was looking for something new. He was cleansed, not in drawing near, not in the touch. That shows his heart. That shows his desire. But the moment that he spoke, it was his words. You want to be saved tonight? You're going to find that in the word, the promise of God. You've already heard it. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise, isn't it? That's the promise. Whosoever, despite your sin, regardless of your sin, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Are you willing to take the words? That's where the healing took place. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately, the leprosy departed from him. And he was cleansed. He's now accepted. There's now nothing keeping him out. Now death isn't in the future. The Lord Jesus says, I give unto them eternal life. For the person that is willing to take his word, the promise of his word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Tonight, the promise of God, Jesus drawing near, reaching out, and the promise is this, you'll be saved. And in believing his word, in the power of the word of God, you will find sins are gone. Forgiven, cleansed by the power of this man who you've met tonight in the scriptures, Jesus of Nazareth. We'll pray. Our Father, we are thankful for the Lord Jesus. We wouldn't have a message without him. There wouldn't be salvation without him. We are thankful for the power of the word of God. We're thankful there's life in these words. We're thankful that he himself said that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Tonight, we are thankful. Thy grace has been extended again, another opportunity has been handed out, and in mercy, opportunity has been granted for sinners to turn, to repent. We pray and give thanks for what will be done here tonight. We're thankful for the mind being affected by the word of God. We look to thee that the good seed that's planted in the heart would find good ground and that it would bring forth fruit for thine own glory. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.